morning, Dr. Sonia Olson here, long-term emergency clinician and currently clinician wellness trainer with Blue Pearl's health and well-being team.
And Diana Barone, Blue Pearl's Northeast regional social worker.
Together, we're going to be bringing you our new mobile wellness podcast, Shucking Oysters.
We're going to be cracking open those oysters to get a pearl of wellness wisdom. So let's dig in.
Hi, welcome back to Shucking Oysters with Diana Barone and Sonia Olson. We're glad you're back with us. Today's pearl, our well-being topic, is one that I think will resonate well with all of you. We've been hearing this from our family members, friends, partners, and ourselves. It's an ongoing conversation around this idea of quote-unquote work-life balance. What Diana and I want to discuss with you today is that that's really a false narrative, and that we want to remove this concept that there is such a thing as a perfect balance. And instead, might we look at a healthy integration of all of these different aspects of our lives? So Diana, to that, let's dig into a little bit about the roles that each of us might be playing in these different aspects of our lives.
Yeah, let's do that. And I think important also to note, as we're talking about integration and being able to blend, trying to let go of our concept of control and that we can control ourselves or others, and instead trying to move more towards acceptance. So this is what this exercise is going to demonstrate. I think taking a moment to really unpack all of the roles that we each play, because we have many, and I know anyone listening has at least two or three, but probably more. So first, just nodding to our role professionally as a veterinary caregiver or whatever profession you may be in, how you see yourself, and understanding this is a piece of yourself that you give so heavily to others professionally, wholeheartedly. And take a moment to recognize this piece and just think about, what does that piece of you really need to hear? As you're going through everything you've been going through the past few months in this profession, what does that piece really need to hear from you? And taking it a step further into some of your caretaking roles outside of your profession. So whether that be children, pets, if you have elderly family members or any other family members, friends. Caretaking takes a lot. So what does that role really need to hear from you to be accepted, to be integrated? What does it need to hear? Some of us may be partnered, and knowing that as a partner, maybe we need to hear things about how we operate in that space and how we're doing in that space. So taking a moment to recognize what that piece of you really needs to hear as we're working towards letting go of the control and focusing on the acceptance. And especially for many of you who right now are maybe sole income providers, this piece of you may need to hear a little bit too and be supported in a way that it hasn't been by you. And so, I mean, we can give you a whole host of examples of what that dialogue might look like when we're working with, you know, I am good enough, I deserve this, I'm doing the best I can. But to really make it the words that those pieces need to hear, and they need to hear it from you. And I know, Sonia, there are many other roles out there that have shown up and pieces that have shown up in the past few months. So I know we won't get them all right now, but do you want to mention one other?
Yeah, I was thinking about how in my relationships with, quite honestly, myself, with friends, with family members, I've assumed a new role of referee. And what I mean by that is that I find myself being a little more careful about how I ask questions and what words I use, how I steer conversations, because there's so much opportunity to dwell or to trigger negativity right now, Diana, that I want to, if possible, help people look forward and feel a sense of hope and optimism. And like I said, I have to keep doing this with myself as well, right? Refereeing my energy in such a way that I am being very compassionate. So this touches back on one of our earlier conversations around compassion, particularly self-compassion, and being very thoughtful also about giving ourselves grace. It's really what Diana is leaning into, is that we are experiencing roles that have been in our lives in new ways. There are new roles we are being asked to take on. And we have this feeling of scarcity of time and energy. The only genuine way to go ahead and to feel that we could perhaps bring some sense of real, you know, awareness and love and true authenticity to these different roles that we have is self-care. And what I mean by that is that you need to find the things that will serve you and replenish you, because only you will know what those things are and what that particular role inside of you might need. When you sacrifice your well-being, nutrition, rest, exercise, it leads you to perhaps then feeling more stressed and burnt out. And when you limit that energy getting replaced, it limits the energy that you can then give to your job, to your loved ones and your friends. Self-care prepares you to give more love and nurturance to others. And when you do this, there's more of you to go around. So I feel like that's a really beautiful space to help us lean into where we might want to go with our next conversation, right, Diana?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Sonia.
So today was really the opportunity to just bring some awareness to how much you are doing and how much you're expecting of yourself. Take some time to notice that and applaud the job you're doing, because you are doing an amazing job in each one of those roles. But it's going to look different day to day, a little more energy over here, a little more energy over there, but keep putting energy back into your bucket. And so there's enough of you to go around and also left over for you. So important. So next time we're thinking of bringing up a little bit more about that, about the self-judging and self-criticism and how that can play into the role you might have and the influence with these different parts of your life and also the relationship you have with yourself. Beautiful. We thank you so much for joining us for this important conversation, and we really look forward to being back with you again really soon. Till then, be well.
Ciao for now, guys.
For more episodes of this podcast and other health and well-being resources, head to mypluralvet.com.